Ken Cantor.
Hey Ken, Dr. Cantor, welcome.
Thank you.
Gavin Smith.
I got Gavin.
Jerry.
Hey Jerry.
Bob, what's the one?
Art, gotcha.
Chris Forrest.
Hey Chris.
Lori, that's Holden.
Lori, gotcha.
Jim Chappell.
What was that one?
Jim Chappell.
Oh, hey Ken.
Hey.
Okay, I've got eight folks on the line. Let's go ahead with the room. There's myself. And Lori.
Jimmy Hughes, Rich Gillis.
Harry Rounder. Anybody else on the line outside of this room? Or?
Kevin Wilkins.
Hey Kevin.
Sheila, this is Christian.
Hey Christian. Jeff Daniel. Mike Partain. Do I have anybody from CDC Washington? Okay, let's go ahead and start our agenda. The first agenda item is the ACMCR general update. Starting with the meeting of Veterans Affairs. And that was back on March 20th. That was actually, Dr. Bryce and Dr. Arthur.
So they had a meeting in brief, and Dr. Bryce did say to her that the focus from that was communications and to collaborate better with them. And I think she felt surprised. She thought everything was communicating really well and collaborating really well. So that was the further meeting, but I think they moved past that. And bottom line, he was able to get agreement from the VA that they would post information about the next chat meeting and public meeting, as well as identify an additional contact to be routine contact. And they have established communication with us, from his office, and that office that Dick is running is going to take care of advertising and things like that. So I think everything went well. Are there any specific questions?
No, I have a comment. When you guys are talking into that speakerphone, you need to get a little closer.
She did explain to him that they do, of course, always consider ATSDR studies, and that should be reflected on their website and their information. And, Pat mentioned that maybe he had seen something a little different as to what was presented to him at the last CAT meeting, and so she, requested that he revisit the webpage and, look at that and see if he had any additional concerns. And but they, of course, were going to consider ATSDR studies.
Did they mention anything kind of possibly about going back and taking a look at some of the claims through the ACSDR lens there? Because, they've already settled quite a few of the claims, and obviously on many of them that we've seen, they didn't incorporate any ACSDR studies.
So I do know that Pat did mention these particular scenarios that were being brought to our attention. And that, we requested that they please address those. And she said, that they would. I don't know anything beyond that.
Did they happen to discuss with you the statistics on the number that have been approved versus the numbers that have been denied?
I don't believe that statistics were considered. I think it was more of a meet and greet. And, it just kind of raised some major areas that we'd like to work better with them on.
Okay, great, thanks.
The next item is the meeting with the Department of Defense. And just quickly so everybody knows, last week we had a meeting that went about 3 days, met with all the different divisions, DCH, IND, supporting for Department of Navy funds to come to support camp, you know, the Camp Lejeune efforts, as well as other efforts that Department of Defense funds, that ACSCR gets money for. So let me let Rick start with his portion.
Yeah, this is Rick Gilling. The Navy had a lot of concerns about the soil vapor intrusion project and what that will mean for other sites. So they had a number of questions for us that we addressed. The work plan Sheila sent out on Friday for the soil vapor intrusion project, the Navy has a copy of that. They provided some comments on that. Generally, the discussion, we were able to address their concerns. Generally, the discussions were very fruitful in that when we left the meeting, they had agreed that they would fund the project. And that's what we went into the meeting hoping we would achieve. Any questions?
You said they approved it?
They told us in verbally, yes, they are going to fund us.
What were their concerns about other sites?
Well, the investigation at Camp Lejeune, the soil vapor intrusion investigation, we have another site south of Atlanta, Fort Gillem, where soil vapor intrusion is an issue.
Yeah.
So our work at Camp Lejeune may have impact on other Navy facilities.
Well, that's an Army facility.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was also a DOD representative there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure there was. I'm sure they're concerned because they've been getting away with murder with vapor intrusion for years.
Any other questions? Comments?
No.
Great job. Thanks.
I'll go ahead. You want to talk about, then we talked about cancer incidents and health studies.
That's what I was going to ask about, cancer incident study.
Sorry, I just wanted to know about the cancer incident study.
Yeah, they wanted to see the protocol, so we have sent them the protocol as we sent you the protocol. That's the latest draft after we responded to comments from the expert panel, as well as at least three peer reviewers. They really have no issue at this point with the cancer incident study, although one question was when does this end? And the answer I gave was that, well, let's get this study done, and then we'll maybe revisit this in another 10 years or so. So that was their main concern, if there was one. They seem to be committed to funding this, or at least resigned to funding. As for the other work that we're doing, there was no issue there either. The only issue that may arise is how the cancer incident study will be funded, and whether we can work the contract with our contractors, whichever contractor we eventually choose, whether we can work a contract that's funded incrementally, or whether it has to be funded all up front. These are issues we'll have to work with both the Navy and our own grants office, contracts office on. So we have those issues to deal with both internally and with the Navy.
And any questions about that meeting?
Yeah, this is Chris. Were there minutes taken of that meeting that can be made available to us?
No, we're not minutes taken of the meeting. But I will tell you the one thing that will happen that's kind of changed that used to happen, I think my history here reminds me that there will be more meetings just to keep the Department of Defense and the folks who do the funding. We're going to have more meetings more often so that everybody's aware of where we're at, and there's just not once a year we contact each other and try to get funding. So that those meetings will happen more often, similar to the VA meetings.
It's what we used to have a couple of years ago, where we would have a monthly meeting, with a monthly call. I mean, with the Navy and
periodic, like three. Yeah,
we had a couple. But mostly it was a monthly.
informed and aware of funding requirements and where we're at with studies and other things. And then here's what I'll go ahead and talk about the next item, which is the upcoming meeting. Kind of, and I'll let Sasha break in if she has some information. We do have a request from the Senate Arms Committee to give them a briefing on Camp Lejeune. And what I'm understanding, this briefing, we're going to have a one meeting tomorrow that's going to deal with kind of what we're going to talk about. And I think it sounds like April 2nd will be the actual meeting. I'm not sure yet. That's just a proposed time that I've heard. I know that people are trying to have it before next week. People aren't going to be here, so... but basically, Senate Arms Committee say, hey, we want to know more about Camp Lejeune, we want to know about the health studies, and a lot of the similar things that the VA has asked, so we'll probably give them similar information that they've gotten about them, what the health studies that was done, what the results of those health studies were to date, and studies moving forward, and the timeline around things like cancer incidence studies, soil vapor intrusion, and health survey. So they're going to get that kind of information, similar to even what Dr. Bricey would have got when he first showed up and walked in the door, so he knows, like, how many people are on the cap, and how long this has been happening, how long is ATF here, what's the responsibilities that they have. So that's what that meeting is going to be this week.
Time out. This is Jerry. Let's back up a little bit. You know, when you're talking Senate Armed Services Committee, you're talking about multiple different factions within that committee. Now, I want to know who.
Well, that's a good question. And Jerry, I don't know who, and I'll have to get with Barbara Rogers to find out who's going to be on that. I made a list so people were aware who's on the committee so we could see who's, like, on the, you know, there's members on the committee who are also on the VA committee, who are also on the Public Works Committee. So I'm trying to make a list, and I'll be glad to send that list back, because you can see on this list I showed who's a veteran, who's on different committees that we're interested in as Camp Lejeune folks. So I'll send you guys that list, and I'll find out from Barbara who we will be talking to on the committee.
Is this with the actual members, or is this with their staff?
Staff. Correct.
What happened? Do you know what happened there?
Yeah, well, I have a sneaking suspicion that I smell the Department of the Navy here.
Yeah, I do not know the answer to that.
Well, is John McCain one of them?
John McCain is definitely on the committee.
Well, I know that he's a damn chairman. Is he one of the requesters of this briefing?
The only thing that's in the that has been provided to us from our Washington office is that the committee staff want to have a meeting, and they, et cetera, et cetera. So it just says they. It doesn't say who. I just checked the email.
Well, they died 2 decades ago. I want names.
Yeah, so we'll have to ask for it. We don't have it right now.
I've already had some people check into this, and none of our allies knows anything about it.
Yeah, we'll find out.
So who is going to brief them from the agency?
And I believe it'll be Pat, and Pat will have Dr. Bricey, and I believe Frank and Perry and folks from the other divisions that have supported the studies will be either. We're still working on the finalizing the details, but right now it's supposed to be a call, and so Pat will be the lead on the call, and then we'll have the SMEs from the program support him. You know, if that changes where it's an in-person meeting, we may have to take less SMEs with him, but as of right now, it's a call, so it should be very easy for us to include our subject matter experts.
This is Chris. Can you include CAT members as well?
Typically, we don't do that, and it's not my policy. We have to check with our CDC Washington office.
Would minutes be taken of this?
No, we don't have a formal process to take minutes of
understand that if you can't listen in, we can get some sort of information about it, I would think, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can offer a summary of what happened. That is not a problem, but I just want you to know there's no one formally taking minutes like they do at the CAT meeting.
Now, when is this is going to take place at a teleconference, right?
Correct. It's scheduled right now for Thursday, but Pat's schedule, he's flying, you know, he's out of the country right now, he's flying back, and there's a little bit of uncertainty in his schedule getting back from India. He's in Kathmandu. So it's a little bit of a good flight for him to get back here, and so as soon as we have confirmation exactly when he'll be back, then we can finalize the schedule, but they were hoping to speak with us Thursday.
I would assume you already had a target date, but you don't know who you're talking to.
You know, they just, CDC Washington gives us, you know, the information. We just now got a list, a couple things of, you know, questions that they want addressed, which is what Sheila said, you know, the overview, you know, the kind of things that we anticipated they would be asking for. And she has not provided the names, but I've sent the request, so as soon as we have it, we will provide it. Typically, we do get the staff member names as well as a brief bio prior to the meeting, but we have not received that yet.
And, well, I don't want these names after the meeting, and I don't want them an hour before.
That's fine, but I will say, typically, when we do congressional briefings, the CDC Washington office provides this information, you know, and it's not unusual that we haven't received it yet. It's pretty standard.
Okay, we're going to move on to the agenda item number 3, which is the health study updates, and I'll let Terry start with the male breast cancer study.
Sure. We submitted that for the agency clearance, and I believe it's over at CDC right now. So once we see if they have any comments to address those, and hopefully get that approved in the journal, but I don't have a time frame for that. Hopefully. The health survey, we're currently analyzing the data pretty far along in that process, so we expect to have a draft report or article, depending on the format, later this summer to start clearance. Cancer has been studying. Frank just mentioned about responding to peer review comments from experts. And that comes from the peer reviewers and the expert panel, and then the agency just needs to approve those. And then, like Frank said, we're working with our procurement grant office to figure out a mechanism for getting a contractor or whatever way we're going to go there.
Yeah, and I'll just kind of add to that, the procurement, I can never say that word, procurement and grants office, just, you know, what we're doing right now with them is they now understand that we're going to be going for a contract, and they help us talk about timelines and when we need to get certain items into them so we can start moving forward with getting this announced and a bid, you know, request for bids out and things like that for the contract. So,
we also have to go through our CDC institutional review work.
Next item is health assessments, and I'll turn that back over to Rick.
So the soil vapor intrusion is the first topic. Sheila sent out the work plan last Friday. We're looking for comments by the 10th of April. The work plan kind of lays out our approach for investigating soil vapor intrusion. Sheila will be sending out an email later today. We have loaded a number of the soil vapor intrusion documents on an FTP site. Sheila will send out instructions for logging onto that site. At one time we had talked about loading these documents on CDs, and because of the volume of documents, we would have been sending out thousands of CDs. water reanalysis. We are in the process of updating some of the graphics in that public health assessment. We expect to have that done later today, and it will be entered into e-clearance. And we're going to coordinate with all the reviewers and try to get this cleared as expeditiously as possible. Any comments?
No, I mean that's the basis for everything going forward, is getting that thing published.
Jerry, we agree. We had a lot of folks review it outside of the e-clearance process. It's a little bit easier to make a lot of the changes. Frank Perning, of course, had a number of comments, as did the other reviewers. So we feel what we're putting in e-clearance is an excellent product.
Well, I mean, all of Dr. Bryce's statutory authority hinges around that assessment, and it can't be wishy-washy either. It's got to be to the point.
Jerry, I think it's very to the point, and Frank is nodding his head. Hopefully, Perry is as well.
Okay.
Thank you. That's good news.
Okay, the next item is our next CAP meeting, which, just so everybody knows, May 12th is the day that we have the public meeting, which will go from 6 to 9. But I would like on that day that everybody is in Greensboro, North Carolina by 3. So anybody who has things that they want to get done prior to that meeting or setting up, they're there around 3 o'clock. And that's for ATSDR and anybody who is involved in the actual meeting from the CAP. That we're all there by 3 p.m. And then on the 13th is the actual CAP meeting, which will go from about 9 to 2:30. And those are two separate rooms. One is in an auditorium that seats about 300, and the CAP meeting is in another room that seats about 100 folks. So do I have any questions? And make sure, if you have not done this yet, please contact the hotel. Get your room reserved so that we have, and that you can contact Monet with how you want to travel. So I know there's some folks that want to travel by air and some folks that want to travel by car. And just so you're aware, sometimes it's cheaper to travel by air than car. I don't know why, but just understand, get with Monet if you have concerns. But you will be reimbursed to cost that was the cheapest. Cost is what you get reimbursed. So if you choose to drive and it was cheaper to fly, you'll get reimbursed whatever it costs to fly. Okay. The next item I have is we've been having a bunch of meetings, like every 2 weeks, with folks from the CAP as well as folks from ATSDR, kind of CAP planning meetings on communications around this meeting coming up on the 12th as well as the 13th. Do I have anybody who wants to talk that's on that planning meeting about those meetings? Christian, do you have anything? Oh, he left, sorry. I will tell you that one of the items coming up like this week is the plan is to get an announcement out that announces the meeting, kind of gives the purpose of the meeting, the time and date. So that meeting announcement should go out, and that will also go out to media as well as other organizations that we have identified. We also sent, so the VA has agreed.
I'm sorry to interrupt. When did you say that?
It's going out, I believe we should have it out by April 1st. The meeting, that's a meeting announcement as well as a media. And I don't have Christian here with me right now, but he has a distribution list for media that this announcement will go out to that will kind of trigger everybody to pop this on their papers or wherever. And we'll also get it to like social media links and things like that. And I don't have Danielle on the line, but she's also very involved in getting that out to like the Veterans Service Organizations as well as other folks.
So we'll get it at the same time?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And I just don't have Christian here because he's got the whole plan, and that's the thing that he's been working with this on their website, so on their Camp Lejeune website, we also asked that they would post that meeting announcement. Probably what it may look like for both the VA and for the Department of Defense is they may have like a meeting announcement with a link to our website is what we may see. We may not see an actual announcement on their website with the words, but it may say meeting and a link to our website with the meeting announcement, which is still good, better than nothing. Any questions?
Yeah, this isn't about the meeting. Well, it does have a little bit to do with the meeting. As American Academy of Engineers now made their press release on Morris's award?
I don't know.
I don't think so. This is Jimmy. I don't think so, but we'll find out. I actually had that question last week. I'll check with
Morris. When is the award ceremony?
I don't remember that either.
Boy, you guys are really excited about this. I can see that.
Well, we are excited. I don't I was actually just talking to Morris about it last week. I'm getting my days confused.
What is it?
Well, it's the National Press Conference.
Okay. We'll get with Morris. We'll send out an announcement on that. So
yeah, no, it's a good question. I need to call them.
Morris is probably riding his bike to it.
It did come in handy though.
Yeah.
Some of the
meetings last week. Do you have any CAP updates? Announcements from the CAP? Okay. For those
one more question. The letter you sent the DOD about the Department of the Navy or whoever you sent it to about posting the information about the meeting on their website, I'd like a copy of that letter.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
Then the other item is just a reminder for the folks who are on the planning committee that our next meeting is on this Thursday, April 2nd at 9. And then our next monthly CAP call will be April 20th from 11:30 to 12:30.
Sheila, I'm sorry, I forgot. Going back to the CAP announcements, I just had a question. Did you hear back from Dr. Gracie about finding someone else to do the immunotoxicology thing, or have we heard back from Dr. Scher?
Dr. Scher yet, and so I'm going to say right at this point we need to go find somebody else, and we have not talked to Dr. Gracie about a replacement yet.
So did you didn't forward him the name of the in-house person that I found? Your own person there at CDC?
I truly don't know if I forwarded him that or not. I don't think so. Okay. Well, I don't think I have.
But Lori, this is Sasha. I know that Pat knows had some ideas when the topic first came up, so we could certainly revisit that with him.
Okay, well, I think the person I found is someone who is one of the foremost kind of authorities in the field, and also I think was in early in the field. He's at West Virginia, but I can't think of his name. But he works for the CDC, so I thought, you know, he's already on the payroll. But yeah, I just would really, you know, I know I'm taking the wheel here, trying to get but I don't want this to be dropped, and you know, so if you could please bring that up and see if we can find someone names.
Yeah, and I know he Sasha said he has people from where he used to work that are from his academic background that he's aware of that he may be interested in reaching out to. So
that would be great.
Yeah, he's out of pocket right now, so as soon as we get him back, we can talk to him about that.
And that, you know, and I'm sure a personal connection might mean that maybe we could get them sooner than some of the bureaucratic ways, too. So, because I really would like to have this, you know, something going on by the May meeting, make some contact with somebody on the record for it, you know.
Yep. Any other questions? Okay, I mean, just again, April 20th is our next monthly call. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.